Last year's flood on the Missouri River was the worst in 60 years. The surging river closed bridges, burst through levees, inundated homes, and threatened a nuclear power plant. The river also drenched hundreds of thousands of acres of farmland. Reporting for Harvest Public Media, Grant Gerlach met one Nebraska farmer who continues to sift through the aftermath.
Scott Olson farms 3,000 acres around Takema in northeastern Nebraska with his father Bob and brother Randy. They had 500 acres flooded last year, and in some areas, the damage was devastating.
Well, everybody said it looked like being on the moon.
Olson wears a green-striped western shirt, a big belt buckle, and a cap with the name of their operation, Lee Valley Inc. We pull into the edge of a field next to some grain bins. Olson drops the ramps on a flatbed trailer and unloads two four-wheelers. That's how we'll get around the farm. In the worst-hit areas of this field, the topsoil was replaced by sand, 10 or 15 feet deep. In other places, swirling water excavated massive holes 20 or 30 feet deep. Where repairs are possible, it will take years to get the soil back in shape. But an ag specialist with the University of Nebraska Extension estimates up to 15% of the flooded land near Takema may be beyond repair. As we ride, the wind blows across the field, raising a low, dusty haze. We stop to look at a cover crop of oats planted to keep the soil in place. Here, Olson was able to till the sand into the ground underneath. Now he's getting ready to plant corn and soybeans, but he wonders whether anything will grow.
You know, there's a few blades of grass and a few buttonweeds popping up.
Do you take that as a good sign?
No, I take it as a bad sign because there should be a lot more cover crop out here. And even right now, even weeds are a blessing.
Olson is not alone in his anxiety. Hundreds of thousands of acres were flooded in Nebraska, Iowa, Kansas, and Missouri. A study for the Nebraska Farm Bureau estimated crop losses of $105 million across 14 counties. In Iowa, a similar study estimated crop losses at $162 million. In Olson's view, it's a man-made situation caused by the Army Corps of Engineers. He says the Army Corps should have been prepared for the extra runoff last year. But the Corps says more water came into the reservoir system last year than any other on record, 61 million acre feet. Jody Farhat is chief of the Corps' Missouri River Basin Water Management Division. She says there was so much water, record-setting releases were unavoidable.
Even if the reservoirs had no water in them, if you want to end up a year later exactly where you started, you have to pass the 61 million acre feet of water through the reservoir and through the downstream river reach, and that requires releases of about 100,000 CFS for a long period of time.
Farhat says that means major damage was also unavoidable. Northwestern Division Commander Brigadier General John McMahon says increasing the capacity of the river channel could make a difference in the future. That would most likely mean moving back levees and, he says, recognizing a greater risk to living, farming, and working on the floodplain.
I mean, if we're serious long-term about being able to accommodate an event like occurred in 2011, we're going to have to change the way the floodplain is viewed.
River managers and farmers like Scott Olson are still coming to terms with a flood unlike any they've ever dealt with before. At a final stop, Scott Olson shows me a neighbor's field where the river broke out of its main channel and carved what is now a small oxbow lake. It looks out of place in the middle of a cornfield.
And this here again is a small area. You get down into Percival, Iowa, Hamburg, Rockport, Big Lake. There's so many areas down there where the water spread out further and did so much more damage than what it did here. But they're going to have to rewrite the book after this one.
I'm Grant Gerlach for Harvest Public Media.